Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Violence continues to plague Haiti. On October 3rd, Haitian gang members armed with automatic rifles stormed through the rural town of Ponsonde, killing at least 70 and forcing over 6,000 to flee. Ambassador Dorothy Shea, U.S. Deputy Representative to the United Nations, decried the massacre in Ponsonde in remarks to the U.N. Security Council.
We remember the lives lost, many of whom were women and children. Their deaths remind us why the work of BINU and the international community for the people of Haiti is so important. We strongly condemn these horrific attacks on civilians. Just as the United States condemns ongoing gang violence aimed at destabilizing the government.
Despite this tragedy, there are some signs of progress in Haiti, said Ambassador Shea.
First, on the political track, we have seen the standing up of the Transitional Presidential Council, TPC, in April, and the appointment of the Prime Minister in May and the new cabinet in June. The United States appreciates that Haiti's leaders are putting aside their differences and working together to put the country on the path to free and fair elections.
As the political process moves forward, a strong security foundation must also be laid. In recent weeks, the Multinational Security Support Mission has managed to protect residents of several areas and to repel gangs, capture weapons, and eliminate multiple gang members, said Ambassador Shea.
As a result, the airport reopened. Commercial flights have resumed, allowing goods to enter the country. In parts of Port-au-Prince, we have seen the confidence of the citizens increase. There's more economic activity, more markets have opened, and more people are venturing out.
Let us also be clear, individuals who aim to destabilize Haiti for personal gain will be held to account by Haitian and international authorities, warned Ambassador Shea. Indeed, Profane Victor and Luxon Alon were recently designated for UN asset freezes and travel bans after the United States nominated them to the UN Haiti Sanctions Committee. These designations serve as a deterrent to other individuals who enable gang violence. We've seen a good start to moving Haiti forward, but much remains to be done, said Ambassador Shea. We're determined to continue. We are determined to help the Haitian people write the future that they deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.